Paul's talking about all the bad things that he's been through. He got beat. He got thrown in jail. He got tortured. He got left for dead. And look what he said in verse 24. But none of these things move me. Think about that. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He said, all this bad stuff that's happened to me, none of it moves me. The song that we sing about that is, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Them palm trees are trees by the water. These oak trees and poplar trees out here, they say when a hard wind hits them, it'll blow over. Do you know how come palm trees don't blow over? They bend under the weight of the wind. And they ain't got a lot of leaves on them, just right for the top of that little thing like that. And them palm trees will just do like that. Boy, them hurricanes come like that. You hardly ever see one of them blow over. That's what a Christian is. We're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We bend and the wind blows against us. How many of you know what I'm talking about when I say the wind blows against us? Amen. Buddy, you can feel it. You can feel it at work. You can feel it at home. You can feel it at school. You can feel it every time you try to do right. The winds of hell blow against us. I remember hearing Ed McAbee talk about that church over there in Lenore. It was on fire for God years ago. And Brother Ed said they were on the verge of having a great revival, and the winds of hell blew against them. Now, the Apostle Paul was a man who knew what it was like to face opposition. Anybody trying to live right is going to face opposition. If you're trying to live right, everything is not going to go smooth for you. I'm telling you, I've had a fight ever since I started. Ever since I started preaching, it's just been one thing right after another. I remember the first two or three big battles I thought, are you picking on me? Is the devil just getting on my case? Am I just having bad luck? Then after about 20 or 30 or times of that, you start thinking, it's just the way it is. No matter what I do, if I'm trying to do right, the devil's going to fight you. And he will you too. And so tonight, I want us to think about that thought tonight. I shall not be moved. I can't hit the pulpit very hard. I got a hurt finger. I shall not be moved. Now, I want to tell you tonight, Paul was not wishy-washy. He had been through every conceivable trial imaginable to man, but yet he stood fast and firm. He was not like one day you see him, he was on fire, and the next day you saw him, he's drunk. Paul was not one of these Christians that when he felt like it, he went visiting, and when he didn't go. He was not one of these Christians that when he felt like preaching, he preached, and when he didn't feel like it, he'd stay home and suck his thumb. He was not one of these Christians that would say, I'm not in the mood to sing, so I'm not going to. Brother, he got up and said, I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to do what God's called me to do. I mean, if it hair light, it lips grandma. That's what the old preachers say. I'm going to do it anyway. We could use a dose of that in our generation. People just seem to do what they feel like doing or don't feel like doing. We need a dose of old-fashioned grit that'll say, by God's grace, I'm going to go on and finish my course. It don't matter what the devil says, what the world does, what they throw in my face. By God's grace, I'm going to go on. We're going to march on through the fog, people. We're going to go on, carry the torch, and run our course in this race and hand it to the next man, if there is a next man. We're going to go on for God. What you need to do is make up your mind that you're going to go on and live for God no matter what the world says, no matter what your family says, no matter what they say to you at work, no matter what they say, you are going through. Don't ever have it. It's like people are going to get divorced. You ever met these people? Every time you see them, they're going to get divorced. It's like, it's not supposed to be in your vocabulary. If you're married, you're not supposed to say, we ain't divorcing. We're going to fight through this thing together, and we may kill each other, but we ain't divorcing. That's the way your attitude's got to be in serving God. By God's grace, we're not quitting. Say amen right there. By God's grace, we're still going to go on. By His help, we're going to carry on and carry on and carry on and carry on. I remember, I think lots of times when I'm running, I don't always like to run. Sometimes I do. I was down there preaching this week, and I run out in this real rich community where rich people live. And y'all seen them cars. Here went one fancy, another fancy, another fancy. And one day I really felt like running. I was just cruising around there looking. I mean, it felt good. And then some days it feels like lead's in my feet. And it feels like I have to struggle to pick up my feet. I don't know. I don't know if it's something you eat or something you don't eat or your metabolism or blood pressure or cholesterol. I don't have no idea. But just sometimes, if you run, you know what I'm talking about, it just feels like your legs are heavy. And you have to just push yourself and push yourself. And the reason I run down the road is because you can't quit. If you're on a treadmill, it's too easy to give into that temptation to quit. But you run a half mile home, you got to get back. And so you run down the road. And I go down the road sometimes like this, and about a third of the way down, I get really tired. And I think, I think I'm just going to cut it in half today. But I keep going. And then about halfway, I got it halfway over with. And then I got it three-fourths over with. And I thought, fuck, I've made it this far. I can make the rest of the way. Now, that's the way life is. Sometimes you come to a point where you thought, it'd just be so easy just to lay down and quit. It would be so easy just to give up. It would be so easy just to say, I can't do it. There's too much opposition. I've had too many trouble, too much church trouble, too much family trouble, too much physical trouble, too much financial trouble. I'm just going to throw in the towel. But I'm going to tell you, when you feel like that, if you'll just rear back and hit it real good and hard one more time, help will come from somewhere else. The Lord will look down and He sees you trying. He sees you trying. You know what I notice about God? If He looks down and sees you trying, He'll help you. Amen. And the Lord knows my heart. I'm trying. I ain't doing a good job of it. I'm a failure every way I turn around. Y'all only knew how sorry I was. I'm telling you tonight, but I know God knows I'm trying. And God knows I want to do right. He knows my heart. And my heart is to live for Him and see Him do something and save souls and change lives. I've done our preaching this week, and there was people come in, you know, and there's a guy come up to me, and he's from Spruce Pine. He don't know what he's doing down there. He said, "Now, where'd you say you was from?" I said, "Marion." And he said, "Well, I'm up the road there in Spruce Pine." Me and him got talking a little bit, and he's talking about how bad things are, how bad the world is. And the preacher got up. He said, "Brother Danny," he said, "I'm glad you've hung in there all these years. I got in the car last night. Kevin called me, Kevin Hager. He's working on a car for me." He said, "About got your car done, Brother Danny." I said, "Good." And he began to talk to me. He said, "I want to tell you something that would be a blessing to you." I said, "Okay." He said, "Kathy was cleaning out the house the other day and going through the closet, and she was bringing out a bunch of old stuff in there, and she was bringing out stuff, and she found a cassette tape." And he said, "It was the first cassette tape somebody gave me of you preaching." He said, "I don't know who it was. Somebody recorded it off the radio." He said, "It had rock music on the backside." And he said, "I listened to that tape in 1992. And he said, "That is the first time in my life I've ever heard real preaching." That's what he said. And he said, "I just want to thank you." He's been pastoring a church 10 years. You see, if I'd have quit, I would never got that blessing. If I'd have quit, I would never got to hear him say that. I found the secret out. If you'll go on when you don't feel like it and don't even want to, that's when God will bless you, and you'll look back one day and say, thank God I didn't quit when the going gets tough. There used to be an old saying that said, when the going gets tough, I'm worried about the rest of y'all, the tough get going. I mean, brother, perilous times are no times to quit trying. Trying times are no time to quit trying. I'm telling you, if they talk about you, you go on. If they make fun of you, you go on. If your family tries to discourage you, you go on. If your husband fusses at you for putting in your tithes and you have to sneak around and put them in anyway. If your wife gives you a hard time, you go on anyway. If your kids fuss, you get them ready and go on to church anyway. If you get tired, read your Bible anyway. If you don't feel it, you pray anyway. If you can't get on your knees, you lay in the bed and pray. If you can't be a great soul winner, just call somebody and tell them Jesus loves them. I'm saying, just don't let nothing move you. Don't let nothing move you. Lord, we could all tell stories. Not to make you give you a sob story tonight. But sometimes you get down and you think,
Nobody's ever had to go through what I went through. This is awful. This ain't fair. This is awful. I mean, you people just don't understand what I'm going through. The Bible says the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren than in the world. That means no matter what you're going through, there's a bunch of other people in the world going through the exact same thing. And if they can make it, you can make it. I told a couple of stories. I always tell about stories about when my girls was little. When I go off preaching, here again, there's a real nice, rich lady, lived in a nice house in the development right down the street. She came up to me after church and she said, I love to hear you tell about those stories about them girls. A lady came up one time and she said, I've got four kids. She said, every time you tell a story about them girls, it makes me think, if he can make it, I can make it. And I'm going to tell you, there's somebody watching your life. There's somebody watching you at work. You don't ever go down by yourself. There's somebody watching you. It may be at a distance. It may be somebody you don't even know. It may be your neighbors that you've never spoke to, but somebody's watching you. They're watching you, Ron. Them people live around you. They watch that car pull out Sunday morning, Sunday night. They watch you. They watch your life. They know if you give up. And you know what they say? Well, old so-and-so, he claims to be a Christian. He quit. They're watching us, people. Somebody's in the balance depending on whether me and you give up. I know sometimes it's hard to do, right? I know it is. Lord have mercy. It's hard a lot of times. But somebody's got their eyes on you. Somebody works with you. Somebody, one of your neighbors. They're watching you. You don't even realize it. But they watch every move you make. And they want to find out if what you've got's real. And they want to find out if what you've got's true. And buddy, they are watching you. So I compare my life just like to running. Surely I'm halfway. I ain't going to live to be 100 and something, I don't think. I mean, I know you're hoping I don't. But I tell you, brother, I'm over halfway. I'm on the way back. I got the worst part over with, I hope and pray. Maybe not the worst part, but I got the longest part over with. So I'm just going to cruise on in by the help of God and cross the finish line. If you just started out, you may not have long to go. Jesus might be coming. If you've been discouraged, get up and hit it one more link. Heard this story. I'm not even going to give you an outline now. I'm just going to tell you this thing and I'll be through. Heard about this guy. He was busting rock, busting granite. And he had this great big old rock. And he hit that thing with that hammer over and over and over and over, just bam. And that hammer will bounce right off that granite, you know. He just bam. Like right there, he's just like, bam! And he finally just throwed it down and he said, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And somebody told him, he said, well, just hit it one more time. And he took that rock hammer. Somehow or another, he got the right angle. He hit that one time, that thing flew into 1,000 pieces. And you know why? Because he just reared back one more time. Just one more time. You say, preacher, I can't live for God for another 20 years. I'm not asking you to. I'm just asking you to live for God tomorrow. That's all. You live for God tomorrow. When Tuesday gets here, live for God Tuesday. When you've got to have some grit inside of you. You got to, if you people knew how many times I didn't even feel like preaching or want to preach or unworthy. Right, Lord, have mercy. You think I just walk around with a victory all the time and glory to God, Brother Danny walks on clouds and nothing, everybody. Lord, I got to fight the same battles you do. We're all made out of the same stuff. But there's something inside me that says, no, by God's grace, I'm not going with my feelings. I'm going to do what God wants me to do if everybody in the world don't like it. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Glory to God. There's one thing worth living for. There's one thing worth dying for. There's one thing, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That puts rabbit in your feet. Amen. Amen. I was listening to Ruckman preach about the maniac over there, the guy that was demon possessed. And he was saying stuff, Lord have mercy, I never heard him say this before. He's talking about every time he'd done that message somewhere, lights go out, something. Listen, I've been preaching that, some of that stuff before, that rock music stuff, and you'd flip the light switch on, light would blow. You say, that's coincidence. No, I've turned the equipment on right here to show it on us. And I was at some church over in the mountains one time, and it just fried, just melted, and a horrible smell came out in the church. I just turned it on. It went, bzzz, sparks flew, everything, and just a smell came out. And I was like, I know where that come from. I was preaching up there in Kentucky, and I had my tape player there, and I played, and the tape would not play. And as soon as the service was over, I took it out of here and turned it, and it played perfect. Played perfect before, played perfect actor. You say, that scares me. That helps me. Because I know if the devil's fighting me, then I've got to be going the right way. I've got to be going the right way. That's why the devil won't never show us that. He knows it don't do nothing but help our faith. Listen, if the devil's fighting you, you're going the right way, brother. I know I'm going the right way. I know. Ain't no doubt in my mind I'm going the right way. I ain't much, but I am headed the right way. My head's on straight, and I know what's right, and I know what's important, and I know God. I know there's a devil, too. I know there is. Telling you what, you've heard me tell it. I was preaching in a little church over in the mountains one night, and I got up to preach, and I started some weird stuff about the devil and everything, and there was a ceiling fan right over the top of my head under the Lord with my hand to heaven. It stopped and started spinning back the other way, and the switch is over here on the wall. It stopped and started spinning the other way, and a smell came out in the room. And I thought, oh my goodness, oh boy. I just went ahead and preached. And when I got through, the pastor got up and he said, folks, I don't know what's happened here. He said, how many of y'all seen that fan reverse itself like that? And here people was raising their hand. It got plumb spooky in there. One time I was doing that thing on rock. And this guy got right up and went like this and stood in front of my projector. Like this. And I was just preaching around there. I thought, well, he'll move in a minute. And I was preaching around here. Oh, the Bible says, what that fool doing over there? And I thought, well, if I go over there and move him, people's going to think I'm mean because they're going to think that poor man trying to do something for God and the preacher wouldn't let. You know, I thought, you nut, would you move? I was trying to show pictures up on it. And finally, there was music playing. I said, sir, you're going to have to move over a little bit. And y'all remember that weirdo down there in where was we? Down there, Jason Kiefer's. When we all of us went down there to Georgia, Lord have mercy. There was a guy come in. That place was jam-packed full. The whole church wasn't but about right back from here to there. I'm telling you, it's packed full. And this guy come in, had a cane. He started walking around like that, and he started prophesying or something. He was back there in the back saying, the Lord saith, O ye my people, sanctify, O ye my people, and people was looking around like, who in the world is that? How many of y'all was all that night was with us? Oh my goodness, how crazy that was. And then he started coming around. He's a pretty tall guy. He'd come around like this, like he was coming towards me. And he was coming like this with that cane like that. And I was over here saying, the Bible says. But later I found out, I believe it was one of y'all said, I got you back, preacher. If he makes one move, he's going to clobber him. Right there. But I thought he's coming after me. And he come over and stood right beside me. I never forget one time old Danny Chapel. We had old Danny Chapel preaching. Some of y'all might not remember this. Old Danny, about 6'5". He's standing up there, big old strong man like that. And this weird guy come in the church. And he come up and just grabbed Danny's leg. And he had hold of one of his legs like this. And then he's going, the Bible says, this guy hanging on his leg. And he's wanting to go, you know, like that and shake him off. But he thought, well, I can't do that. The poor guy, he's crazy or something. He preached, I don't know how long with that guy hanging on his leg. You say, what causes people to do stuff like that? Hadn't you read the book of Acts? That woman followed Paul around and said, these men are the great power of God. And they're demon possessed. You better make sure you got the right spirit in you, buddy. I mean, she went after that preacher. Oh, these men are the great mocking God men. And Paul turned around and said, get out of her. Cast a demon out of her. I don't know whatever happened to her. Somebody that says these men are the great power of God, she was right. That's the truth. They was. But she wasn't in the right spirit. There's some weird people in this world, y'all. I didn't plan on preaching this. There's people in this world that says all the right stuff, but they're in a weird spirit. Well, anyway, you don't let stuff like that move you. I shall not be moved. You don't become a great Christian by just being able to sing and or even preach or anything. You become a great Christian by standing when it ain't easy. Amen. Just like sports or anything else. Football players, that's why sissies never make a good football player or a good track runner or anything. They don't ever happen. There's got to be something down inside that says, I'm in, I'm going to stay in, and by God's grace, I want to finish. Amen. I shall not
be moved. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight. I could write you a book about people who went through marriage trouble and let it knock them out. Or went